Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Gospel reading today, we meet a just and devout man. His name is Simeon, someone to whom God offers a special revelation that he would not die before seeing Christ, the consolation of Israel. At his visit to the temple, this promise is fulfilled. Simeon looks at an infant, he takes it in his arms, and he blesses it. But as he does so, he sees more than a child, a firstborn of a Jewish couple. He sees Christ as a salvation for the world, prepared by God to be a light to the Gentiles, for you and for me. For Simeon, this infant becomes a fulfillment of a prophecy that the prophet Isaiah had announced so many years ago. Simeon becomes a witness of what he and others had been waiting for so long. In Simeon, both Old and New Testament unite. He is one of the last Old Testament saints who now becomes one of the first Christians. And from this event at the temple, the presentation of Jesus, we have this wonderful hymn which we call in Latin the Nunc Dimittis, which the church has taken for centuries into the compline, the last prayer before bedtime and also after the Last Supper. We may be puzzled over Christ's presentation, asking ourselves why Christ would have to be presented to God. After all, he is God's child already. The same could be said of his circumcision and his baptism. Is he not God's son already as well? But let us not forget that Christ goes through all these events, all these stations, so he fulfills the righteousness expected of him. Yes, Christ goes all the way of complete incarnation as a human being in order to fulfill his role as our Savior and of Simeon here as well. Thus, from this visit to the temple, this what seems to be an ordinary and traditional event, comes forth Simeon's wonderful declaration of Christ's greatness for all of humanity. And we know the words well. Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace. My own eyes have seen thy salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. We would hope that these words of Simeon become true for all people. Christ as Savior of the nations must be brought and has been brought all around the world. In an indirect way, we could say that the Nunc Dimittis is a summons to the church to proclaim Christ as salvation for all. But the promise of forgiveness here does not find its fulfillment so easily. After Simeon blessed Mary, Joseph, and the infant, he acknowledges this. This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and a sign that will be spoken against. Christ will raise up those who will believe in him, but he will also be a stumbling block to those who disbelieve. Simeon predicts that Christ is God's sign, but a sign to the world that also finds opposition and rejection. Not all people will join in with Simeon and confess Christ as their Savior. We could say here that Simeon, though he sees just an infant, knows already that this infant bears the marks of passion, death, and resurrection. It is important to note here that Simeon recognizes this child not by his own strength and reason. Luther's words are a good commentary to this text. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. Simeon is enlightened by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit opened for him the way to speak a confession here of his faith. What is truly hidden in this infant, What ordinary eyes cannot see is fully revealed to Simeon. Of course, every human being can make Christ their hero, express their respect for him and their admiration, because they see him as a wonderful inspiration of how someone should commit himself lovingly to serve other people. But what is hidden to every human being, to their reason, is that God has entered into this world as a human being who will bring salvation to the world. And this exactly is what Simeon sees in an ordinary six-week-old infant. With that, Simeon declares his mission now accomplished. He is now ready to depart the world. He has found peace and is willing to die. Lord, you may now dismiss me. Simeon's confession here is unique because it is revealed to him by the Holy Spirit before the event of Pentecost. Since Pentecost, we remain bound to God's word, the gospel, for our enlightenment. However, we join with Simeon's Nunc Dimittis on occasions such as today when we receive Christ's body and blood. Simeon reminds us that true Christian vision is done with the eyes of faith. What happens with God's word both in pulpit and altar is to the rational thinker and unbeliever not very special. But through the Spirit's work on us, our eyes are opened to see far deeper. Here is Jesus Christ at work. He comes and offers himself to bring us all peace, here and now. We don't have to reach the ripe old age of Simeon, but all of us, both young and old, may already confess out loud, Lord, I have seen thy salvation. I can now depart in peace. It is for this reason that the hymn was placed in the compline, since it marks the final hour of the day. Every time we go to bed and sleep, we surrender ourselves into the hands of the Lord. We do so confidently, however, with the words of the Nunc Dimittis, I have seen my salvation. And so in true comfort and joy, we confess that the promise of forgiveness and its fulfillment has been accomplished for us as well. Now, we wish to depart in peace, and that wish becomes not Simeon's only, but ours as well. And so may the Lord, through his Holy Spirit, bless and keep us and preserve us in this true faith. Amen.